In Kenya, former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has suspended talks between the government and opposition after they failed to produce an agreement to end the country's political crisis. Vanessa Greco reports.
Weeks of talks between Kenya's political leaders have failed to come to a power-sharing agreement. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who's been chairing the discussions, says the rival parties appear unable to resolve their differences. Annan, who delivered a sharp rebuke to both sides a day earlier, said he would now speak to President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga personally to try to reinvigorate talks. The two have been under international pressure to share power to move the country beyond their standoff over December 27th presidential elections. Over 1,000 people were killed and 600,000 more forced from their homes in the post-election violence. Addressing the UN Security Council in New York, UN humanitarian official John Holmes pledged the organization would strengthen its presence and reinforce its work alongside the Kenyan Red Cross.
The UN will also need to look hard at how to reorient its development programs for Kenya to reflect the need to deal with the deep underlying problems which have come to the surface. On the other hand, if there is no quick resolution to the political crisis, the risk of a fresh surge in violence, more displacement, and further polarization of society is very high.
Fears of further violence have been raised after Odinga pledged to renew opposition protests beginning Thursday. I'm Vanessa Greco.